The 267 solar panels atop the flat-roofed Summit County Health Department building make up the largest solar installation in the county, generating 70 kilowatts. A ribbon tied across one photovoltaic solar panel on the lawn outside was cut during a ceremony on Wednesday. The panel serves as more than simply a symbol of the panels on the roof of the building. It's also a demonstration of how the sun's energy creates electricity with a solar-powered water feature. It's also a hands-on learning experience. Summit County Health Department Director Rich Bullo, during the ceremony, thanked the Summit County Council for making environmental stewardship a priority.
They identified as one of their strategic priorities environmental stewardship, and under the umbrella of stewardship really is our issues related to sustainability, energy, air, water quality, etc. So I think it's a great effort, and this is one step towards achieving that. So thank you.
Bullo said it's fitting that energy production that supports environmental health is being generated at a health building.
Because our mission as a health department is to really focus on personal environmental health in Summit County. And so, you know, this effort obviously takes a step towards achieving and maintaining environmental and personal health.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper, along with council members Kim Carson, Chris Robinson, and Claudia McMullen, attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Jasper underscored the county's commitment to sustainable practices.
In addition to the solar, this building was designed to capture the constant temperature of the earth. So it's, in terms of natural gas usage, it's down too. Our building inspector, Robert Taylor, is here. He has all of his people trained in installing solar.
Chad Ambrose from Rocky Mountain Power said the Blue Sky program funded $217,000, paying for all the panels.
Hats off to Gardner Engineering for their value engineering and really bringing a project from 40 kilowatts to 70 kilowatts. That's absolutely phenomenal. It's roughly enough power generated to power 9 homes for 1 year.
He explained how the Blue Sky program supports local projects.
Since 2006, I believe we have funded about 82 or supported 82 community projects, 12 of which are located here in Summit County. I'm just going to name a couple locations. The National Ability Center, you probably all know where that's at. Park City Police Department, Swanner Eco Center, and obviously here at the Summit County Health Department. So it's great to see a new and another home for renewable generation.
That's Chad Ambrose with Rocky Mountain Power. Energy needed to power the Summit County Health Department building on a sunny day will be supplied 100% by solar. There's an informational kiosk at the entrance of the building that informs visitors about the solar and displays real-time data for how much power is being generated. The county also intends to offer educational space in the building for students of the Salt Lake Community College's Green Building Academy. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.